Arizona Early Birds. Good morning. And Happy New Year.
Singing the same old cowboy song.
You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. It's your weekend wake-up call. Still dark outside, but it is 7 a.m. Like Grandpa Raymond always used to tell me, never trust a man that sleeps past 6 a.m. on Saturday morning. That man's got way too much free time on his hands.
Seems like when I was growing up, it was 5 a.m.
I think it was 5 a.m. I believe it was. Raymond, when you were with him, never let you sleep past 4. But when he was gone, you could sleep in until 5.
And now that we're a little older at 6?
I don't know. It seems like the older he got, the earlier he got up. Good morning, y'all. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, where we come off of 1 week off, where we played a best of Rosie on the House. All of our best of segments from 2015 were played last weekend. It was interesting that people were texting. We're seeing texts that came in during that broadcast. Jennifer and I just returned from visiting with our daughter, Julia, who had moved a year and a half ago up to Minneapolis. I'd like to know, if you'd like to join the conversation, I'd like to know, what is your coldest holiday memory in your life?
That was certainly ours.
1-888-767-4348. Land in Minneapolis, and the first thing we find out is she wants to drive 3 hours north.
To Duluth.
To Duluth, on the shore of Lake Superior. That has to be the coldest, most frigid place I've ever been in my life.
That was cold.
Holy cow. Man, but they had a very heartwarming experience in the downtown city park. I think it's called Bayfront Festival Park. We checked into a motel downtown, and we went to see this light display called the Bentleyville Light Display. Tour of lights. It is the largest free walk-through lighting display in America. Think, if you've been to Zoo Lights, think Zoo Lights, just a lot closer. All the lights are much closer to you. One Christmas tree has 100,000 lights on it.
And dances to the music.
It was started by Nathan Bentley in his front yard. And then his neighbors kind of accepted the challenge, where if you're going to put up that many lights, I'm going to put up that many lights plus 10. And then he'd say, well, I'm going to put up that many lights plus 20. And at the point that the neighborhood was seeing 72,000 visitors every year, they decided to move the display to City Park. It goes from November 21st through December 27th. We were there on the closing night.
Got to see a firework display as well.
Big fire. We got to see a few minutes of the firework
display. It was too cold to stop.
I mean, it was a ginormous fireworks display, but you had to face into the wind. Where we were in the park, we had to face into the wind to watch it. And you could only stand that direction for a minute or two before you had to turn around and cover your face. It was so bitingly cold.
You had to get in your little circle of peeps to stay warm. So everybody just moved in this huge crowd and huddled together. It was pretty incredible.
They had probably 50 fire pits going, with many fireplaces all through the walk in the area, and free popcorn and snacks and stuff. But boy, it was cold. Cold, cold. I decided I could live there. I could live in Minnesota. I really could. But I couldn't work outside.
That's some hardy souls.
Day in and day out. There were guys the very next day in Duluth, which apparently is going through a little bit of a growth expansion. The very next day, there were a crew of guys turning trusses on a remodel. Mike, you're from South Dakota. They had so many clothes on. I don't know how you can even walk the top plate with that many clothes on, much less reach down and grab nails and hammer. It's unbelievable.
I'm just sitting here smiling because that's where I'm from. I mean, you get that cold. There's two things you said that you understand cold to the core now.
Mm.
It's cold, and then that wind hits you. And I forget about it, and I go home, and even in March, that biting. And then, of course, being outside, that's the entire reason I went to South Dakota State University. I wanted to work inside. If you didn't go to school, you had to stand outside in that, and no thank you.
You were getting an inside job.
That is exactly the reason I went to college.
Well, it is so crystal clear to me, an Arizonan that's been here since 1965, why we have so many winter visitors.
We finally get it.
Boy, do I get it now. And, you know, I've been to Colorado for ski vacations during the winter, and I've been through the western United States through winter. But I've never been to that Midwest in the middle of the winter. And we walked out to Lake Superior. We left all the grandkids in the car. And I thought, well, we got to get a picture of us out on the beach at Duluth. We ran out there to take pictures, and it was all we could do to snap pictures and get back to the car before we literally froze to death.
The kids were happy to stay in the car.
And the ocean spray, there was a little bit of a squall going on that morning, so there was spray. I mean, it was freezing on the sidewalks. Carol Grace, our youngest, actually kind of didn't realize that the surface of the beach was really a layer of ice. And she stepped off the little boardwalk onto that ice, and I mean, she almost slid all the way into the lake. Ooh. It was just skating right down in the river. Just absolutely freezing cold. Now, there is a company up there by the name of Duluth Trading Company, and they have built a reputation on building very durable work clothes.
We are fans of theirs, and their advertising is always pretty clever.
Always pretty clever. Their landmark garment that they're absolutely most famous for is the long-tailed shirts that protect you from exposing the backside when you're bending over doing work in and about and around, you know, your construction site. So it's the butt crack, plumber's crack hiding shirt. And they have made a bunch just producing that advertising. And they've got this T-shirt that I think is the best T-shirt money can buy. It's a V-neck cotton polyester blend that's very extra long-tailed. And we order them by the dozens. It's the best T-shirt on the planet.
Well, I think we found them when our youngest son, William, went into plumbing.
Yes, we did.
And sagging was in.
I think
so
you're right.
So between that and and plumbing, it was a little dangerous.
But you go into
this.
I don't
think sagging was ever in. I think it's just a phase people go through.
You're just old.
Oh. But you talk about DeWalt work vests that are battery operated with heat sensors in them that create a warm heat across your kidneys and your lower back just to keep the retained heat in. I still don't know how you finger nails. And I've never had a pair of gloves that fit on so tight that you could actually finger nails and drive and pound. You've got to have like your fingertips exposed or something. I mean, I have a whole new respect from any of you that say you're from Duluth or Minnesota or Wisconsin. Oh, man. And the worst is I bought this book, Romy, Strange and Unusual Shipwrecks of the Great Lakes.
An unusual book for your dad.
There
it's
are
morbid.
And they all talk about the nor'easter, the storm.
Is that the one that Gordon Lightfoot sings about?
One
Kitchikumi
of them.
Or something like that?
That's the Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, okay.
But the nor'easter is what they've named their winter storms. And we had a mild one blow through on us. I mean, we only saw the sun like the last half hour before we got to the airport to fly home. The rest of the time, it was cloudy and snowy and freezing. There's stories in here of sail ships going down with only the masts sticking out. And by the time the rescue crews would get to the site, the survivors had all crawled up into the crow's nest and onto the riggings of the sailboats and had literally just froze to death. The ice and the water coated their bodies. They had to break ice off their bodies to peel them off the sailing masts to get them on the boat to give them a decent burial back on ground. Now, how it makes me cold just reading. I could read that in the middle of August out by my swimming pool, and I would get shivers.
You know, just being there, the scale of things made me feel very small. The scale of the water of Superior itself, and the scale of the ships coming through the locks.
1,000 feet long.
Yeah, and then you get to stand right next to them as they come through. It's just mind-boggling. We don't have, other than the natural beauty of the Grand Canyon, I don't think we have a lot here that makes you feel that small.
Well, boy, I have a whole new level of respect for contractors and sailors that work the Great Lakes area. And, man, they've got this other company I found called Duluth Pack, also out of Duluth. Makes great vests, and that's where my next briefcase is going to come from.
Mm.
Very nice. All right, made right there in Duluth, but very, very durable. We had a great dinner. Family restaurant, Tavern on the Hill. Duluth is on the shore of Lake Superior, and it's on a butte. It's on a little bit of a cliff. In the winter, anyone going uphill doesn't have to stop at the red lights. Anyone going uphill has the right of way. So all other three directions of traffic has to realize that if you're going uphill, and these roads are all completely iced over, and as you're going uphill, baby, there's no stopping at red lights. Once you're moving, you got to keep moving. We go to this restaurant on the very top of the hill.
And hang on. How high is a hill in Minnesota?
It's higher than you think.
Is it?
Okay. There's a ski hill, like, just a few minutes from town.
But they're not big.
And okay. I mean, is the ski hill the relevant of the bunny trail or the bunny slope at Flagstaff?
There were no black diamonds as far as I could see from the trail map that I picked up. There were no black diamonds. But Romy, we go up to this tavern on the hill, up on the top of the hill, and we have a fabulous family dinner. And then, of course, we have to go back downhill to get to the motel. And baby, it's like you're just taking the Ford Expedition. You just turned it into a sleigh. I mean, you don't even touch the brakes or the gas. You just slide all the way back down to the Holiday Inn. You just pull into the parking lot.
Is there like a big rubber bumper that you just like run into?
No, there's a lake.
But I have to say the snow plows are 24/7, and there is an army of them.
There is an army of them. And then, we spent the rest of the time in Minneapolis. You know, I hadn't been there in a long time. I originally went to Minneapolis. I hitchhiked there in 1975 from Denver. But we had the Flour Mill Museum. I mean, beautiful town. Really nice, nice place.
Lots of history.
But cold. More when we get back at Rosie on House. Call and give us your coldest. I'm shivering in here. It's like 74 degrees in the studio. Call us and give us your coldest holiday memory. 1-888-767-4348.